It's my father. I'm the only child, so it's down to me, basically, to look after him. He's 94 now, and he's been living on his own in this house ever since my mother died in 1988. Since the late 70s, I've been running a business with him, based here in his house. I've got my own family, and we live quite close by. I've got an office in the back of his house, and I use the upstairs as well. Up until about 15 years ago, he was working with me, but then obviously not. Luckily, with me being based here, I'm able to see him virtually every day. I come into work and I can care for him at the same time. Although I have to say it's quite difficult at times, as you can imagine. He's had a few falls, and this is where we come into the care thing. Up until last year, we were managing, myself and a lady who lives just around the corner, Amy, who's known Dad for the last 50 odd years or so. She's 84 herself, by the way. Anyway, he'd had one or two tumbles. He'd been up and down to the hospital. He'd cut his arm and he'd done this and that and the other, you know. But then he fell down the stairs and he broke his ankle. They took him to A&E and admitted him, and they put him in plaster. And after a couple of days, they transferred him to a smaller hospital near a home. Well, we did as best we could to look after him there. Then one morning they called me in, and the senior nurse said, "We found a bed for your father, rehab." I said, "Oh, that's great. Where is it?" Well, it turns out you had to drive all through the city to get to it. So I argued. I said, "Look, it's just not going to work. There's no way we're going to be able to get there on a day-to-day basis. I'm trying to run a business. Isn't there anywhere nearer?" "No," they said. "He's at the top of the list. He's got to go." Anyway, it turned out it was a very lovely place. It was very nice. They'd obviously spent a lot of money on it. But when I went there, my father was in a communal lounge. All the chairs were propped around looking at a big screen, only nobody was watching. There were people there with teddy bears rocking and people dribbling. You know, at this stage he wasn't too bad. He could hold a conversation, and he said, "You've just got to get me out of here." He said, if you don't take me home, I'm going to walk out." Well, what could I do? I spoke to the people at the home. They were perfectly nice, no problem. I said, "Look, my father's not going to be happy here, and I'm really not happy leaving him. What are the alternatives?" Well, they were making phone calls, I was making phone calls, we were speaking to various people in social services and so on. And to cut a long story short, I spoke to the lady who was in charge of distribution of the beds, and she admitted to me that he should never have been moved there, given his condition and where we lived. I said, "Okay, so what are my options? What can I do? Because there's no way he's going to be happy here." She said, "Well, you can always discharge him and take him home." I said, "Well, I suppose I could. Of course, he's still got his leg in plaster. You know, it was the middle of December, with the snow down and all that." Frankly, I didn't know what to do. In the end, I said, "Well, look, I can't leave him here. The only option I've got is to discharge him. I'll take responsibility." So they took me into an office. They hastily printed off a legal sheet for me to sign, and I signed it. Of course, they didn't tell me of any consequences of doing this. All they said was, "You'll be responsible for his care once you've signed this bit of paper." What they don't tell you is that when you discharge someone, nobody wants to know. You're on your own, basically. I ended up staying with him for 8 days, 24/7. Then we tried to get him readmitted to a care home because I just couldn't cope anymore. It was wearing me out. He was getting up 3 or 4 times to go to the loo every night and he just wouldn't settle. But no, it's the same problem we had when I took him out of the hospital. They just wouldn't touch him. Social services said it could take, I don't know, 8 weeks or so to get him assessed. They said, we can send you a list of all the care homes in your area. Well, that wasn't very helpful, because then it's a case of trawling through them and finding which ones are dementia friendly, which ones are local that we can get to, which ones have got room spare at the time. In the end, quite honestly, it was like trying to pick the winner in the Grand National. You just don't know what they're like. You're up against time. You just can't go out and look at 7 places in a day. And of course, it's just a snapshot anyway. Anyway, in the end, I was lucky. I found a place nearby. Of course, you're going to have to pay for it, they said. It was £170 a night. I thought, well, I've got no option. I just couldn't cope any longer looking after him 24 hours a day. I mean, as I said, I was trying to run a business and it was the week before Christmas and I hadn't done any shopping and it was snowing and, oh, it was a hell of a week. So I signed up. Well, he was there 5 weeks until the plaster had come off and they were happy with the way his leg had healed. Anyway, then I said, OK, we'll get him out. He hadn't been very happy there. They were very, very low on staff. He'd been there, as I say, for about 5 weeks and it cost just over £6,000, which wiped out my father's savings. Well, then I had to set up care at home. And that, again, is not so easy because, well, you just don't know which is a good one or which is a bad one or what the people are going to be like when they come in. You've just got no idea. I had to get him out. I had to find someone that could start quickly. Thankfully, I managed to get an assessment done by an agency while he was actually in the home, and they said they'd be able to start the next day. Great. Great, I thought. So I signed up with them, and, well, here we are. Of course, all this eats up most of his pension. It's about £600 a month. That's for 7 morning calls and 2 lunchtime calls a week. Social services said that as my father had savings, when we get down to near, what is it, 23,250, I think, we should get in touch. And that's it. My father's only got 2 lots of savings, really. He's got some shares, I don't know, about £4,000 worth, and he's got an account with about £25,000 in it. I reckon it'll probably last 18 months, 2 years maybe with a bit of luck before we run out again. Thankfully, I've got power of attorney now, so I can draw on his savings to keep us going. You know, my father would have been mortified at the thought of paying for care. He really would. He was under the impression it was part of the NHS. And of course, it's hard on me because, well, I'm the only one. There's only me. I haven't got any brothers or sisters.